Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the
Coco Chronicles. Episode 3. Yay. Black by demand.
Yes. Ooh. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month, mofos. And more importantly, happy birthday month for me.
Oh, because that's right. It's going to be a celebration the birthday. Entire month.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
It's a me day.
Yes. I'm turning 25. Oh, we forgot to introduce ourselves. I'm Kamina, a.k.a. Coco. What's up?
I'm Marista, a.k.a. Forgive the coughing because I have tonsillitis.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. But
thanks.
Gosh. So, yeah.
Yes. Welcome, this everybody. This episode, we're going to be covering a bit of different stuff.
A plethora.
A
plethora of things.
Yes.
I'm going to be trying to work on my manners in my mouth,
and
I'm going
to,
aka my language, I'm going to be cursing in Pig Latin. So
if you're confused, you know why.
I'm not speaking in tongues. I'm just trying to better myself because it's 2018, new year to me.
Yeah,
new year, who dis?
New year, new language. So
all right,
try and clean it up because you never know when people want to start
advertising. Right. don't want to offend
anyone. But we're not going
to
be so extremely PC that we lose all of our comedic value.
Right.
So, so we're going to kick this off with some Black History facts because it's Black History Month.
For you uncultured mofos out there. I'm not going to lie. I don't know much about Black History.
Well, this will be a learning experience.
It will
for
be
everyone
for everyone. Involved. For you guys and ourselves.
Yes. Mainly Kamina.
Mainly me because I know nothing.
Since today, the day that we're recording, is the 1st of February, we're going to cover Black History Month from the first 3 days of February. But first, we're going to talk about why is it called Black History Month?
Do you guys know? Because I don't.
So February was picked for Black History Month because Carter Woodson created Black History Week in 1926, so it's been around for a while. And he was an African-American historian, author, journalist, and the founder of the Association for the Study of African-American Life and History, and the founder of the Journal of Negro History in 1915. So he's kind of the father of Black
history. Shouts out to Daddy.
Yes, he's the reason we have been able to focus in on a month celebrating our achievements and further goals and plans for the future. So we're going to appreciate him today, and we're going to appreciate ourselves today. Our next fun fact is about John Sweatrock, which I think is a fantastic name. He was a noted lawyer from Boston and became, in 1865, the first African-American to practice law before the U.S. Supreme Court and speak before the U.S. House of Representatives. So, you know, first major heavy hitter in Black law history. Yeah, which is important because I must say I haven't really seen a lot of Black lawyers around.
I haven't really.
I know one from my childhood, and she was spectacular. Her name was April, and she is amazing.
Shout out to you, April.
Yes. For February 2nd in 1990, South African President F.W. de Klerk announced that he would release Nelson Mandela from prison.
I know who that is.
And lifted the country's ban on the membership in the African National Congress, which pushed for equal rights under the then apartheid government. Mandela spent 27 years behind bars in what was supposed to be a life sentence. And both men were awarded in 1993 the Nobel Prize for Peace.
He deserved it. Why was he in prison?
He, I don't remember. Because he was fighting for equality, basically.
And I
remember one of the reasons was for sabotage to the government. To be honest, I should have looked that up, too. But I just thought it was, you know, interesting. When I think about Nelson Mandela, I don't think back in the 90s. To me, it's still, like,
fresh
in my mind. So I thought it was interesting that he'd spent so long in prison just for trying to be a good person. So So I thought that was an interesting fact.
That is very interesting.
And our final fact for February is for the third, in 1870, the 15th Amendment was ratified, granting African-American men the right to vote by declaring that the right of the citizens in the U.S. to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the U.S. or any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude, which is a very polite way to say slavery.
Right.
However, due to poll taxes, literary tests, and a lot of other means to keep African Americans from voting, the chance to vote really took almost another century.
Oh my God.
Yeah. With the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. So now the majority of African Americans were finally able to vote in the South, and they weren't being suppressed of their right, you know, their legal right. Yes. So yay for being able to vote. I vote every time that I can. And I definitely...
Did you vote this year?
What do you mean?
Or not this year, but for the recent election.
You mean like for the recent presidential election?
Yes.
Of course I did.
Oh.
And of course I was disappointed with the outcome. we were on the cruise ship when voting was taking place. So I had to get... Before we left California, since I knew it was going to be a voting year that we were on the ship... I signed up to remotely vote from Hawaii. So
what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got a little packet in the mail.
Oh.
I voted and I mailed it back out on the next island.
She's so responsible. I had no idea I didn't care.
I definitely, you're the reason Trump is president.
Stop. I knew she was going to, I knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. That's all right. You know what?
But yeah, I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity because... It's, you know, people fought for me to be able to. Women fought for me to be able
That's,
to.
Yeah, when you African put it that way.
African Americans fought for me to be able to, so
you
I'm
better take advantage
gonna
of
do it.
It.
Yeah. Why? What was the point?
What was the point? Yeah.
If I'm not going to take advantage
vote
of it.
Vote, people.
Yes.
You need to vote.
Even in your small elections,
right.
You should vote. In your city and state elections, your local
take
government
elections.
Take advantage
of the fact that you can, because there's a lot of places where people don't have a choice.
Right. Yeah, they
so,
can't express. And
they
so
can't. So we're pretty lucky
they
with that.
Don't. Yes. And now going from the past to the present.
The present.
We're going to hit some current events. Something that has happened recently in Florida, so it's local for us, is there's the Trump administration proposed a tipping rule to where companies would be able to do a tipping pool, which some locations have and it works, but they would have the authority to spread that tip pool to the cooks and dishwashers. Now, I am a cook, and while I always love the idea of extra money, I am getting paid more than a server.
That's true.
I'm getting paid above minimum wage. So to me, it would be extremely unfair, and I've been a server before, but it would be extremely unfair if servers had to start spreading their tips with people who didn't have to deal with the guests. We're dealing with our own stress in the kitchen, but we're also getting paid more to deal with that stress in the kitchen. So
you ain't got to talk to nobody.
Right.
Don't have to interact. Don't have to serve, right. Pamper, get, wait hand and foot.
Exactly. So I thought that was completely unfair.
That's and outrageous.
Another killer is that the company doesn't even have to do that. The employer would be able to take the tips earned and keep it for themselves or for the company. Don't even have to split it with anyone else as long as everyone is getting paid minimum wage.
Which is like $8.
Yeah, which is
nothing.
Not enough to live on, especially what if you have kids
right.
Or, you know, a sick spouse at home. It's completely unfair. The fact that this is potentially going to be something that happens is crazy to me.
That's absurd. It's just it literally makes no
yeah.
sense.
Since there are a higher percentage of female servers, it really affects servers. There was a little research done into it where it says women stand to lose $4.6 billion a year overall in tips. And in general, in men and women would lose $5.8 billion a year. And this study was done by the Economic Policy Institute. So it sounds like they're people who should know what they're talking about.
Right, right.
The argument for why this rule would be put into effect is that it's to be fair. The tip pooling is to be fair, to spread it around to everyone. But it's not really fair.
It's
There's
not
no
fair.
Rule stopping the employers from taking the remaining money and not sharing it around. So it's not really fair.
I don't think that's gonna happen because, I mean, well, even if it does happen, you know, Florida is gonna be like, everybody's gonna riot.
Right.
It's just gonna be a huge riot. People are gonna lose their ishte. And like,
hopefully it won't.
It's
come
going down.
To that, but
you know it will though. There's, I mean, if we're talking about money,
yeah.
And we know, especially those people at Disney. They're the people at Disney who are servers make six figures a year. So there's no way they're going to give up that money
that
without
money,
a fight.
Yes. And there is a way to fight, actually. You can put your 2 cents in and express your positivity or displeasure towards the situation if you go to regulations.gov by February 5th. There's still time to actually be able
forget
to say,
2 cents. 20 cents. How about that? I'm going to put 20 cents,
cents
in because you got me effed up
if you think
you're going to take my money.
Take my money that I've worked so
hard
for.
For.
It's just not fair.
It's not, yeah.
It's already hard enough being a server. So that, to me, is just wild. But, yeah,
ridiculous.
Definitely if you live in Florida and
say something.
You feel strongly about it, say something. Because you still have a chance to do something about it.
Right.
in wider news, I wanted to cover the hashtag MeToo movement that's been going on. It's really been drawn out to help bring attention to sexual assault and sexual harassment in people's everyday lives, you know, not just
because it happens every day.
Every day.
Every day.
To
people all over the world.
Yeah. So I am in full support of the movement. I think it's really good that it's happening, that it's opening up a lot of discussions, not only in women's communities and LGBT community, but also for men, because men get sexually harassed,
right.
too.
Yeah.
And then other men who don't realize that they're being harassing are like, oh, well, I do these things and they're bad and I need to stop doing these things. Or, you know, they'll come up to people that they know have been affected and say, how can I not be like this? You know, I don't want to continue to perpetuate this bad behavior.
Yeah.
Even I personally have experienced sexual harassment. Nothing crazy to where
you were,
I had
raped
to, like,
or
call
anything.
The cops or anything like that. But still, it's so uncomfortable. Anything as small as catcalling.
Yeah, that's just disgusting.
There's a difference between giving someone a compliment and making someone feel disgusting.
Like a piece of meat, not even like a human.
Yeah.
Just like you're an object. You're a walking sex object.
Right. I mean, have you had any personal experience?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've been harassed sexually by coworkers, by guests, by higher ups, upper management. Like I said, nothing crazy where, you know, I was raped or touched, but it's just like, you know,
it's
sexual
unsettling.
Abuse can be what am I looking for? Vocal?
Traumatic? You mean verbal, emotional?
Yeah, verbal.
Mental, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I've had that happen, and it's gross.
Yes.
But I'm so cold-hearted that I've just learned to kind of just be like, all right, you know what?
you
and I'm over it, and I just walk. You
away.
Tried it, I denied it, and walked right on by it.
Right.
So.
But to me, the problem with that is that person's going to keep doing it because they haven't been made to feel like what they're doing is
told off.
Inappropriate. Right. They might continue going on thinking, well, she wasn't receptive to my flirting tactics. I'm just going to try it on someone else. Yeah. So please don't do that.
Yeah. Don't. Please. It's just not cute. It's not funny. It's not impressive. Like, I can't think of any girl who's been catcalled and been like, ooh, I like that.
The way you talk to me is so poetic.
So ignorant and rude. Modern day I love Shakespeare. It. It's like, yeah. No.
Tips for if you would like to flirt with someone and not come off in a creepy way. Say hi.
Right.
Introduce yourself.
A simple
yourself.
Hi is just
get to know
all we need.
Similarities and differences and find out if you even want to consider being with that person. Don't just look at them and say,
right. Because them looks could be killer. A quite trap. Literally. They could be killer. Trap. So yeah. Be careful out there.
Yes. This movement goes both ways. You're saving your life. You're saving people's time. You're saving people's attitude.
Everything is saved.
No high blood pressure. No jail time. It sounds fantastic to
Captain
me.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Well, I don't need Save-A-Ho in my life, but it was just, no, I'm not saving any hoes.
No hoes to be saved. No.
Isn't there a song about
there is.
Don't save, don't save her.
She don't want to be saved.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, so those, yeah, I feel like I blew through those, but, all important things.
Very important. Now on to my little segment of current events. Yes. I want to talk about Mr. Munchen, whatever the his name is. I don't know how to say it.
What does he do?
But apparently this a-hole still won't commit to putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
But who is this a-hole?
His name is, he's Treasurer Secretary Steve Mnuchin, obviously, for the Trump administration.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys knew about it, but Harriet Tubman was supposed to be put on the $20 bill mm-hmm. in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows if that'll really happen.
Yeah, no. It's looking bleak.
It's looking a little not likely. But apparently, Mnuchin said this Friday that... Or last Friday, that the Department of wherever he works, the Treasury or whatever, I don't know anything yes. about the government, but has still not decided whether to have the black abolitionist hero replace President Andrew Jackson on the note.
Yes.
Obama Treasury Secretary Jack Lew had announced in 2016 that Tubman would be the first black woman to grace American paper currency and the first woman in more than 100 years.
And what is your source on this knowledge?
CNN.
All right.
CNN put it up.
Yeah.
Mnuchin said they still haven't made any decisions on whether they will change the bill mm-hmm. in an interview at the Economic Club in Washington.
Which means they're probably trying to find every way they can
of
to
course.
Get out of having course. To do that. Because it would take a lot. It would be a process
to print all
right,
those new monies.
To pull all of the 20s we have now out of circulation. And have new 20s and no longer accept the old 20. Like, would you still be able to accept old 20s
right.
in stores? Like, if it were an old dollar bill without all the fancy imprinting and stuff on it like we have now? So, I should hope that they still go through with it because I'd
they
rather
better.
Have someone who worked to fight against slavery on the $20 bill over someone who probably had slaves.
Right. I think he was a slave owner, to be honest. Bill. TBH, I think he was a slave owner.
But I don't know. I was really excited when I first heard about it a couple of years ago. I thought it was really cool and, progressive and just, it would be a nice change. I mean, the last person I've heard, or last female I heard about being on money was Susan B. Anthony and Sacagawea. So it's been a minute. Since
I don't know why I find that name so funny.
What, Sacagawea?
Sacka-ish. That's what it sounds like. Sacagawea.
Wow. So I thought it's
a nice gesture.
Yes, it's a nice gesture. Countries change their money all the time.
That's true. So why can't we?
I mean, Africa used to have animals on their money.
Really?
Yeah. Now they have
lions and tigers and bears?
Yeah. I think It was Trevor Noah, the comedian, who made a joke about it. He said, you can't just go straight to throwing a black person on your money. You have to do what progressively Africa did and go to animals and distract them and then go to the black
people. That makes sense.
So
that makes sense. Yeah, that's a bold thing to just blam blackface.
Well,
right there for all the racists.
It'll be green face on the money. But,
she will be green.
Yes, but I don't know. I guess some people just are uncomfortable. Some people are just uncomfortable with change.
That's true.
And some people
But
are,
I can guarantee if they were putting another white face on the bill,
it would have been uncomfortable for right. some people. We'll right. put it that way. Which it's like how right now I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. It's like how they're getting rid of our sports mascot for the Indians. We had Chief Wahoo, a big nose, red, very racist depiction of Indians? A Native American. Yeah. Yes. And they finally have decided to get rid of Chief Wahoo as our mascot. And so many people are protesting. Oh, I'm still going to wear my Chief Wahoo gear. And I don't care what anybody says. He represents. And
represents what?
He represents racism.
Exactly.
That's what he represents. So
you can GTFO with that.
Used to having it. And he'll always be. I'm just like, just get.
Over it.
They're trying better to themselves. do the right thing. Which
well, who are they going
to
replace?
It's going to be a nice big old Bloxy. There is no replacement mascot because the name of the team will still be the Indians.
Right.
But they don't want to have that racist depiction of a Native American anymore. That negative association. So, I'm in support of it. I'm still mad that they changed the name of the football field. That's what I'm mad about. I'm not a
bad
about.
Football field.
Yeah, it used to be Jacobs Field when I was growing up, and then Progressive bought it, and now it's Progressive Field. But my mom works at Progressive,
well, that sounds
so
promising.
I can't be totally.
Progressive is a positive
you're
thing.
You're right. Progressive is a positive word, but it's again that people fighting change thing. So many people.
Well, sometimes change is good.
Sometimes change is good. Sometimes change is necessary.
Right.
Like
even better
$20 bill
like the $20 bill better make it happen anyway.
Yeah,
on to the next. So next thing we're going to talk about is something very ignorant and upsets me, but apparently DC fans are plotting to sink Black Panther's ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah,
that's so a thing. Disappointing
that's a thing.
To me if you should I whatever, you're not a fan of Marvel, that's fine. Don't go see the movie.
Right. Like, come on, guys. You guys are really that lame.
That petty?
And pathetic to do something. Don't you always have a job? Like,
yeah, their job is
do
making movies have bad ratings.
Right. Well, it's just like, I can't.
Right. I don't, what's the point?
It's just ignorant.
What do you get out of it? You didn't do this to Captain America.
No, they didn't.
You didn't do this to the Avengers. It's because you realize Black Panther's going to blow all of these
all you
shit
hoes
out
of the
water.
Yep.
And
you hating.
Mind you, I enjoy the DC movies.
I do
enjoy
too.
DC comics.
I do too.
Yeah, Kamina's more of a DC fan.
I'm more of
a
DC
than
a fan, actually.
Fan. However, you need to
Black
respect
Panther.
The movies individually. and if it's fantastic, let it be fantastic.
Don't hate. Just don't be a hater.
It's going to be
jealousy
fantastic.
Doesn't become you.
Right.
And it's not cute.
It's not a good look
so,
on anybody.
Speaking of Black Panther, I don't think people realize how big of a deal
how big of a
this
deal.
Is.
This really
like
is.
A mostly all black. And not just, okay, when we say black, we don't mean the light skin
Beyonce.
Mixed can pass for
right.
white black.
Yeah,
we mean
right.
black as hell black.
Black as me. Like, really dark. If you've ever seen a picture of me, I am a beautiful dark chocolate.
Dark.
Female
chocolate,
and I look like I could be the princess of Wakanda.
Yes, yes, child.
Which is the fictional country in Black Panther, where the Black Panther
is from.
Which in the Marvel universe, Wakanda, an African country, is the richest mm-hmm. country on the planet.
Yes. Which is what Africa really could have been had white people not come over and
you know that's a different story.
Up.
That's an alternate universe. This, you know what? Black Panther is probably the alternate universe.
It is.
But
it's what it just Africa could have really been.
So spectacular. I'm going all out. I'm buying me an African print dress. The afro's going to be out.
We're not playing any games. We're dressing dashikis, headscarves.
Like bongos.
All this pretty outlandish jewelry. We're really going to be extra AF.
All out.
And
hopefully doing a live stream.
Oh yeah, we plan on doing a live stream because we already know.
Not of the movie. We're
the
not
the opening
pirates.
Night is going to be lit.
Yes, it's already lit. Sold out.
It's already sold out.
Theaters.
Like, girl, so. I think it was like the movie that had the most pre-bought tickets ever.
Yes.
Like, you hoes think this is a game?
It's not.
It's not. It's
so
just not a game.
People have been looking for it to this for so long and didn't even know
and
it
didn't even realize it until I saw the trailer and I was like and you can ask anybody. I'm not a superhero person.
No,
I don't really. The only superhero movie that I really liked recently was the Justice League. I like Justice League.
Yes.
And then after that was Suicide Squad, which a lot of people didn't say was good, but I liked it.
Right.
But
she also
all the other stuff.
Books,
so. Right. All the other stuff, the Avengers and Thor and all that
She's
stuff,
not really
I'm not
into it.
But this movie, I'm like, oh my God. And it's not even just the blackness, it's just the storyline.
It's
the
powerful.
Character. It's very powerful.
And it's interesting. And
once again, a mostly all black as hell cast.
Yes. Okay. I've seen like two white people in the trailer.
Literally, just two.
Martin Freeman and oh no. Oh, I love him so much. How could I forget
What's
his
name?
He was in Lord of the Rings. They were in Lord
of
the Rings together.
Of course.
Andy Serkis.
There
He's
we go.
A spectacular actor. So, you know,
they got an all-star cast for
They've
this movie.
Got a great cast. Everyone in every role is just
perfect in every
beautiful.
Way.
Beautiful. And did you see the red carpet? I air quote red carpet because they had a purple carpet for the royalty.
Oh, what?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Oh my God. Everyone slayed every outfit, every hairstyle. I just looking at the pictures, I felt like I was, you know, looking at a lineup of kings and queens.
And that's how it should
be. At a social gathering.
That's how it
you
should
know?
Be.
It was like tea with the queen, but black.
Oh,
it was
God. All that black excellence just.
Yes. In one place.
In one place at one time.
Making beautiful art and magic. And I'm
I love it so much. It gives me so much life.
Yes.
So. I know when I see that movie, my edges are going to be completely gone. They're going to snatch my edges by the root. And I'm just going to be edgeless.
They're going to fuck up her kitchen.
Everything is going to be gone.
Yes.
Okay. My scalp is just going to be torn to shreds.
Her mind will be blown, I think is what she's trying to say.
AKA my mind will be blown. It's gonna be so good. So I look forward to that. We're gonna try to live stream
because I know
craziness because we're gonna dress up and I know pretty much all of Florida is gonna be at the opening dressed up and all out. So and if you just so happen to be there,
right, if you're in the
area,
Florida area,
we're gonna be going to where in Disney Springs probably.
Yes, probably Disney Springs. So if you want to be in the video and you live in Florida,
come on out.
On the 16th, we're going
support
on
the movement.
Opening night.
Support the movement.
On the 16th of February. I don't care if I have to work early
the
next
gonna,
day.
Right, we finna.
Yes, we're going. So we would love to see some support and some appearances from some friendly faces that we know. And
would be nice.
You can give your feedback on the movie after or before and tell us how you felt about it or what you're excited about going into it and really become a part of the process.
Dress up. So. Even if you're white, it don't matter. There are white Africans.
That's true.
Dress up.
That is true.
Come by, show some
Most
love.
South Africans are white.
And let's get it.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm just really excited.
Really excited for a reason. So next on our current events. Teens are daring each other to eat Tide Pods. How exciting!
Isn't that exciting? I want to know.
I love it.
How this happened.
I
want to know who had the brilliant, life altering idea to eat
white people.
A Tide Pod. Stop. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh,
I
my
just
God.
Don't understand. What the inspiration was, you know, I get with the cinnamon challenge.
I don't Someone even get that, though.
You can't do it, so you feel like you have to try and do it. Or with the lip thing, the Kylie Jenner challenge.
Idiots.
You know, you want plump, beautiful lips and blah, 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 or you idolize this female for whatever reason is wrong with you. Mm. And so, whatever. I understand.
Those are somewhat understandable.
Air quote challenges. But eating poison, you're literally
eating
poison yourself.
Right.
There's
no coming back from
if
that.
If you feel dirty on the inside, go talk to a pastor.
Don't try to wash your insides with a freaking Tide pool.
Go to a therapist. Talk to your mom.
Talk to me. Right. Okay.
Don't. It does not compute. 404 error, page not found. I do not understand.
Not even a little bit.
Why? It's gotta be making you sick. It says
videos are circulating on social media. Kids are biting into the brightly colored liquid laundry detergent packets or cooking them in the frying pan, then chewing them up before spewing the soap from their mouth.
Yeah. So
it's just
why?
And YouTube is trying to do something about it. They're trying to work quickly to remove flagged videos that violate the policies, aka you're an idiot and we're not trying to have you.
We don't want to support this nonsense.
Right.
But
you're an idiot.
Where are your parents?
Where are you? That's an even better question.
Where are your parents?
Hello, your parents.
You pick. I mean, I'm assuming you would pick a time that they're not at home if you're going to cook a Tide Pod. To eat it. Your friends. Get rid of them.
Those aren't the friends you want in your life. Because those friends are going to kill you.
Literally.
And film it. They're going to kill you and film it.
Yes. Instead of saying, "Man, I don't know.
Right.
This doesn't seem like a good idea to phone. I'll do it next.
World Star. World Star. It's the gram. For the gram.
Do it for the vine.
Like, you guys are... Do it for the morgue. How about that?
Yeah.
Do it for the morgue, because you're going to end up in the morgue.
Do it for the hospital.
And you're going to end up dead. So get your ishte together.
Yes. Yeah, so parents, watch your kids. Kids, watch your friends. And to the people who are...
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
To the people who are actually partaking in this foolish and destructive trend...
Behavior.
Stop. Just end it now, because what is it? I don't know. It's opened...
Can't even describe.
It's opened a floodgate of, like, parody products now. There's this bar here that does Tide Pod shots.
Oh my
now,
god.
Where it's like
brightly vodka shots.
It's a layered shot. There's an orange, white, and blue layer. I know the blue layer is blue curacao, and I'm pretty sure the white layer is vodka, and it amazes me. And they even put a disclaimer at the bottom of the advertisement for the new shot. This is not detergent. Don't ever drink detergent.
Right. We're in no way, shape, or form condoning drinking detergent.
Yes. So please don't. Just a fun stab at the fools who've done it. And I've seen memes for Tide Pod Oreos.
Oh my god.
Which, look, I mean, people's creativity is great, but don't. That's my final request.
Please don't. If you decide, listen to
die before you do.
The side effects. The laundry detergent packets pose two potential problems. Children and teens can aspirate on the liquid by inhaling it into their lungs, or they can come ill by ingesting it.
Do you mean asphyxiate?
No, it just says can aspirate. Whatever that means. I don't know what that means. Something not good. And experience a change in blood pressure and heart rate, losing consciousness or having seizures.
So you could pass out, have a seizure, and or die.
Right.
From
either way, you're an idiot.
Anyway.
And you need to stop.
Always. This just...
Hashtag where are your parents should be trending.
Hashtag can stop, should stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, can't stop, should stop.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Idiots. So. Moving on to the next.
To the next.
Mm-hmm. So apparently New York Times did a poll on where are the places people most want to go in 2018. And the top places were Italy, the Caribbean, Costa Rica, New Orleans, and Spain.
All of those sound beautiful.
Right. I would love to go to all of those. But where would you want to go the most? Are any of them on this list?
Or yes. I've always wanted to go to Italy.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's just,
I knew she was
so
going to say that.
Warm and beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The water is gorgeous. The architecture,
the people, the men are gorgeous.
Well,
that can't be helped.
But it just looks so spectacular. But if there's somewhere on the list that I'd want to go, if there's somewhere that isn't on the list that I would want to go, kind of in the same area, Greece. You know, I'm really into mythology.
Oh, Greece, definitely Greece.
And I love Mediterranean food. And if you think Italy's beautiful, to me, Greece is even more beautiful than Italy. And it's got so much history and mythology, and I just be able to totally immerse myself in this other beautiful culture. I don't know.
My fat ass just wants to go for the food.
Where would
because
you,
I know Italy
that's
just
where
got
you
that
go
good
on
good
the list, like top pizza top place on the list.
That's not the top place, but I would really want to go just for the food.
Wow.
I just really want to eat some Italian
some authentic Italian
food. I had a best friend growing up, her name's Veronica, shout out to you, Veronica, but her family was from Italy, like straight up,
right,
from Italy,
straight out of
born
Italy.
And raised, and her mom would always cook for us, and it was always just this really good, like, she would always cook baked ziti, she would say it in, like, a
it's my favorite
accent, like, baked
that
ziti.
That was, like, my birthday dinner.
Oh, my God.
Up. My mom knows.
It was so good. I was like, girl, please.
Yes. So, the
cook
food.
For me all the time.
All of the time. And gelato. That good,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yes. Gelato.
Fresh and creamy.
Speaking of gelato, this is kind of random, but I was the designated gelato girl on the cruise ship.
Gelato queen.
Gelato queen. They had a gelato section on the part of the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason or another, they elected me
to
be
there.
The gelato scooper. And it wasn't like a busy
location.
Yeah, like I think I got maybe 3 or 4 orders the entire shift that I worked. And
not
all
an hour,
I would do
the whole shift
was just get the little taste test spoons,
right,
and just eat the ice cream.
Just eat
and text. Like, it was a good job. It was boring, but I found ways to entertain myself.
It was nice. I went up there one time.
I remember that.
All secluded. And
that was great.
Oh, man,
it was great.
Like, it was really relaxing.
Very
to go
chill.
There, I was mad when I went up there. And it was chill. And didn't
was
you, like,
chill.
Give me a mini cupcake?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I snuck her a cupcake.
That's what friends are for.
Yes,
man.
Girl.
If you don't have a friend who's willing to sneak you food at
then
work,
that's not
are
a friend.
They really your friend?
That's not a true friend.
But also on the list, I would love to go everywhere on that list, but going somewhere as close to home as, what was it, New Orleans?
Narlands.
Yes.
I would love to go to Narlands for Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Mardi Gras.
Well, and the beautiful thing about Narlands is they've got, you can drink in the street.
Can you not do that anywhere else?
No, it's illegal in a lot of places.
To drink in public?
To drink, yes. That's why people put their drinks in brown bags.
What about bars?
That's indoors. That's in a restaurant. That's in a location. Right. You can walk around the street with one of those giant ass beers that they have, or literally a boot full of margarita, and just drink to your
gross
heart's content. And I'm not really a drinker. I'm more of a drinker than she is, but I'm not really a drinker. But to me, the idea that should I choose, I can.
You should be able to.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to worry about drunk driving. I'll be drunk walking.
It's a lot safer than drunk driving.
And I've seen videos of the parties, and not even just during Mardi Gras, but in general, it just looks wild. It looks like it would be
a good time.
So much
just a good
fun.
Time. Positive vibes,
yes.
Positive energy.
Right, and the food.
Oh my God.
I can
that
feel my
southern
arteries clogging.
Yes.
Clogged
arteries, like, for days.
You know, Creole, the good Creole food, beignets and jambalaya.
Crawfish and jambalaya. Just, Aunt Jemima's and all that.
It just is so, it's a food.
Anything with food really is a good time for me. A smorgasbord of food.
A smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord of food.
I love cooking and baking, but I also love eating. And
eating is better.
It just looks spectacular to me. I would gain 50 pounds and not even be sad about it.
Nope, not a care in the world.
Yes, so it's nice that somewhere local for us is on the list, because not everywhere that you travel has to be somewhere out of the country.
When is Mardi Gras? Isn't that
it's coming up
soon. In February or March?
I want to say March.
Because I feel like we could just drive there. I don't think it's that far. New Orleans, I don't think that's far from Florida.
I wouldn't want to drive.
Melanie?
You know she wouldn't want to drive.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that would be a fun little trip, though.
It would. Like a little neat weekend
trip. Getaway. A little weekend getaway. It is on my bucket list to step foot on all 50 states.
Wow.
So, I've already been like 7, so it's like,
right.
I have quite a few more to go.
Yeah,
but
I was about to say 7's not really.
I feel like maybe more than 7. I don't know. I can't count, but.
Well,
it's been.
Math is hard.
It's been a few. That would be nice.
But I love the idea of searching out our own country,
not just
going
overseas.
Overseas, because while overseas is spectacular and cool and totally different experience, it's even going from state to state is a totally
different experience. Right.
Florida is so different from Ohio, is different from California, is
different from North Carolina. So, different from Hawaii, it's different from
Nevada. I almost said Vegas. Vegas is not a state. It is a city.
She corrected herself. It's fine. Yes. She realized.
I used to think Chicago was a state.
Is it not a state?
It's in Illinois.
Okay. JK.
Forever
I was just testing
recorded
you.
Ignorance.
Right. I can never take that back.
No, it's fine. It's damn. A state.
My place isn't on the list, but I really want to go to Thailand.
Ooh, oh yeah.
Not only is it hella cheap, but
it's beautiful.
I was looking at some pictures that some friends of mine
who are from Thailand.
No, well, that those two.
Yeah.
My Thai friends, mm-hmm. but some people who went on vacation to Thailand, and just like the pictures look photoshopped. Like it doesn't
look real.
It's just true and utter beauty. I'm just like, how can
places
like this exist?
Yes. It's that nice.
I want to go so bad.
It's that nice.
Oh my God. I was going to try to go this year for my birthday, but I'll definitely make plans to go in the near future.
Yes.
Definitely Thailand.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I would go with you in a heartbeat.
We have friends from the college program there.
Pim, pair, pow, boom, and noonie.
Oh my God. The sweetest people we've ever met in our entire lives. Genuinely sweet.
Big hearts and so kind and so
caring.
Open. I still, they made us little gifts before they left. I still have
mine. I still have my gifts.
Oh my goodness.
One of the Thai girls made me like a little portrait of me. She drew me and I still have it. 6 years later,
was that Pim?
It was Pim. She drew it.
Shout out.
To y'all,
guys.
If you're listening,
I miss you so much.
I don't know how to say what's up in Thai, but I love y'all.
I know
my little Asian fam.
How
they're awesome
to say five in Thai.
How you say five?
Ha. So whenever they would text, they would put 555 instead of ha ha ha.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh my
that's
god,
cute.
Yes, it was so great. I miss them. Everything about them was spectacular.
They were some really awesome people. It was my first time ever meeting anybody from Thailand, and
not disappointed.
They were
whatsoever.
Genuinely sweet people.
Yes.
They taught me how to use chopsticks.
That's how you learned.
Right, I learned from Boom. He taught me how to use chopsticks.
Oh,
I had the Sakrin. Biggest crush on him. Sakrin. He's awesome.
Shout
out to you, Sakrin.
Man.
Oh my God. All right. So last. Topic.
Yes.
Should schools teach you how to be happy? Should it be a mixture of academics and teaching you how to be happy and live a happy life?
Oh. Well, my happiness is subjective.
What does that mean?
Well, Harry Potter makes me happy, but it doesn't really bring joy to your heart. I mean, you like it, but or
true.
Or maybe someone is Maybe someone's happy with a six-figure job. Maybe someone's happy with a job that gives them 20 grand a year. You know, happiness is
suspicious.
It's happiness is not suspicious. I mean, it makes me suspicious whenever I'm happy, but
that's a different story.
That's a different story. But I feel like it I like the idea of it.
That's a good idea.
Maybe trying to teach that a focus on material things won't only make you happy, or trying to put a focus on how to balance work-life relationships, because mm-hmm. that'll make you happy, or how to be an adult in general. I think I'd be
they
real happy if I'd known how to do my taxes.
Stop
on
teaching
my
us PEMDAS and A squared plus B squared equals
used,
C squared.
I've used PEMDAS.
Really?
So I have. You don't have to teach me, you know, trigonometry. You don't have to teach me advanced calculus. Of course, if there's a job that you want to go into to where you need to know those things.
Well, that's different.
Absolutely learn them.
Then you
but
should
it
sign
should
up for
not,
that.
Right. It should not be
mandatory.
Required for me to have to, you know,
learn that ishte.
Biochemistry or something like that.
It's ridiculous.
Because as interesting as I find the sciences,
I don't find them interesting.
I do. I love the sciences. I do not find the maths interesting. I do not. I mean, history was educational, but
somewhat. They still taught us false history,
and it was,
so.
History gets to be told by the people who won, so
that can't be helped.
History is important. You want to learn from the past, but
so we can change the future,
right? Or so we just don't repeat the past. No. Because I don't.
I'd rather not be a slave. So let's definitely not repeat that.
Hopefully, we won't have to worry about that.
I mean, I'm a slave for Disney, but that's
different.
Also, a different story.
That was a choice.
True, very true.
No one forced you into that.
Voluntary, voluntary slave, if that's a thing.
But I feel like we should be teaching how to change a car tire, how to do your taxes, how to sew a button,
how to write a check,
because
how to iron a shirt.
She didn't know how. I had to sew buttons on her shirt for her one day.
Much appreciated.
Yes. So, and I only knew how to sew because I had an interest in theater, and in college I took a costuming class, set design class, that sort of thing, and that's why I know how to sew. I know how to use a sewing machine.
But it was useful and it came in handy.
Right.
Instead of PEMDAS and A squared
plus
B squared equals C
squared. That's something that most people have to know how to do that they don't know how to do. There should be a life skills class.
There was. Well, I took a class like that, but it was.
But was it actually?
It was ishte. It was BS. Like, I don't remember. I literally remember nothing from that class.
Well.
Like, it wasn't that important, honestly.
Jeez.
It wasn't that important. But apparently in this, where is it? In Yale, okay. On January 12th, a few days after registration opened at Yale for Psych 157, Psychology and the Good Life, roughly 300 people had signed up for. Hmm. And within 3 days, the figure had doubled,
wow.
More than doubled. After three more days, about 1,200 students,
oh
nearly
my.
One-fourth of Yale undergraduates were enrolled.
Wow.
The course, taught by
What's
Laurie Santos, who's 42, a psychology professor and the head of one of the Yale's residential colleges,
mm-hmm.
tries to teach students how to lead a happier, more satisfying life in twice-weekly lectures.
Nice.
Students, quote unquote, students want to change to be happier themselves,
yes.
And to change the culture here on campus.
Right. And where are you getting this information from?
This is from the New York Times as well.
Okay.
But
I think that's really, really cool.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Another quote from Alana Maynes. I'm probably not saying that right.
Sorry.
Who's 19. Sorry, girl. She quoted and said, "In reality, a lot of us are anxious, stressed, unhappy, and numb.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that a class like this that has such large interests speaks to how tired students are of
mm-hmm.
numbing their emotions, both positive and negative,
mm-hmm.
so they can focus on their work, the next step, the next accomplishment."
It's hopefully this class will, since it's a psychology class, I'm sure it's what she was going for.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this class will help improve the mental health.
Oh my God. We definitely need to have a a whole nother segment on
mental health
because that's a thing.
I got issues.
Right. I got issues and you got them too.
But I think that is a great idea and a great concept, because a lot of people let that sort of thing be neglected.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen Inside Out, but that is probably a movie that needs to be shown in that class, and that's something that everybody needs to see. It is such an awesome movie.
Who is your friend who likes to play?
If those of you who haven't, this relates to what we're talking about, because the movie Inside Out is about a little girl. Mm-hmm. Her name's Riley. She's probably like 11 or 12. She is 11. Moves with her parents to San Francisco because her dad got like a better job there.
Right.
And basically the movie focuses on her emotions.
Her emotions she's and her got, mental growth.
She's got joy, sadness, fear, disgust, and anger.
Yes.
And basically the movie is just talking about how you should express
how you're feeling and
your feelings and your emotions.
Try not to suppress over another,
right?
Because
it will only backfire.
It'll blow up on you.
Right. There was the whole gag throughout the movie is that joy, one of her emotions, is in control always, and that's just showing that this girl is happy all the time and smiling, mm-hmm. but deep down inside she's not.
She's got all these other emotions that aren't being fully realized,
because joy is trying to overpower
because
sadness specifically.
Being happy is so important that I have to be happy all the time. You know, I don't want other people not to be happy, so I'm gonna be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not realistic.
When your other emotions become suppressed like that, eventually they're gonna want to try and pop up, which does happen. Mm-hmm. Sadness does her little thing.
Right. Sadness will come out of nowhere, and joy will be like, no, go back over in your corner, leave me alone.
Literally go back to that circle I drew on the ground for you.
Right, literally.
And read this book. Because we don't need you.
We don't need you, but it's like, it's not true.
But you do.
You do.
You need
all of your emotions.
Sadness and anger and everything just as much as you need joy and happiness.
Everything is equal. And that's why it's such a good freaking movie, because it just shows you that. You know, and even in the movie, there's a point where
you need that balance.
You can be both happy and sad
at the same time. Which, boy, do I know that.
Right.
But it's really good look into why it's important to take care of yourself emotionally and express yourself emotionally, which I personally am not good at.
We're working on it.
So I took notes from that movie myself, because I needed to. It was really good.
It's just one of those movies where both kids can learn from it, and then adults can relate to it.
Right.
So it's just Disney's just be on it, man.
They really,
life lessons can be learned from watching Disney movies. And people think I'm like insane. They're like, oh my God, you're almost 25 and you're like obsessed with Disney. Yes, I am.
Yep, I'm going to see The Incredibles.
Hell yeah, what's that?
Everything that they come out with, because you know what?
You can learn
something
from it. It's
good. As long as it keeps being something that captures my attention, I'm going to watch it.
Like The Lion King being the best Disney movie ever.
Like Harry Potter being what my life revolves around until the day I die.
You can't learn life lessons from Harry Potter, though, can you?
I beg your pardon?
You heard me.
You didn't learn the importance of education and bravery and standing up for your beliefs.
Bravery?
Yes. That's what Gryffindor's whole house is about.
I'm not a Gryffindor,
but they're brave and stupid. Don't be like a Gryffindor. Don't just
be like a Slytherin. Come to the dark side.
Stop. We're not dark.
We're both Slytherins, so that should give you an inkling on how we are. We're evil.
We're
our
not
personalities are
evil.
Just
we are
horrible.
Cunning. We know what we want.
Manipulative. And
we're not afraid to
she's hitting me.
To take it or to work towards it.
Evil. Like I was saying. We're just kidding. Evil. We're not that bad of we're not.
But yes, you can learn life lessons from Harry Potter. So
okay, you can't argue with somebody like Marista, because
that nonsense.
She's very opinionated.
I'm very passionate.
I'm very passionate about
the topic.
Zapata. Yes. Anywho, So that concludes our segment for this evening. We have exciting things coming up.
Hopefully you learned something.
Hopefully.
This episode, or something provoked you to think or take action. But yes.
We try to inspire. We try to open up your mind.
I don't really.
Marista. You know what? I'm going to replace my co-host.
And oh, no. No, please. I'll start crying with the cats.
We're going to have a special guest this month. Yes. We're not going to really give too much detail, but she's just know she's another magical black girl, and she's got it going on. She's doing her thing.
Another black unicorn.
Yeah. Planning on going live for Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Maybe going live for my birthday, which is on the 23rd. Woo! The big 25. We've got some good stuff.
Yeah, coming up this month. It's gonna be exciting.
Website coming up soon. So I know people, once again, if you're not able to listen to us live, we'll have a website coming up where you can listen to it.
Right. We listen to all of our old episodes and everything new that we are going to come out with. Yes.
So once again, go to our Facebook page, Coco Chronicles Podcast. Support the movement. Like our Instagram at Coco Chronicles. We have a Twitter. It is Chronicles Coco.
Yes.
And then we have a email, CocoChroniclesPodcast@gmail.com. And once again, we are on the Culture Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. And we re-air every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you check us out. Yeah. Support the movement. I'm Kamina, a.k.a. Coco, signing off.
I'm Marista. Hopefully I won't be coughing after this week. Signing off.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.